player can only mean one thing. John Clayton joins us. He is our senior Bronco insider at DenverFan.com, and he joins us now. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. You know, the reports, you know, we're still doing the Aaron Rodgers thing over here in Denver, and the reports, or the latest report from Jay Glazer, my colleague over at Fox, is that they haven't mended any fences, and Aaron Rodgers still wants out. Where are you on Aaron Rodgers getting out, and will he get out anytime soon?
Well, I know Andrew Brandt, who used to work with the Packers, he just wrote a story about the fact that, you know, he's pretty much guaranteed that Aaron's going to go through training camp and not be there and take it into the regular season, but he still thinks that the Packers won't trade him. You know, I know Aaron would lose $35 million, but you know Aaron, he's very stubborn about this stuff, and, you know, he was upset about Mark Murphy last week coming back and saying that, hey, Ted Thompson, the late general manager, used to say that Aaron is a complicated fella, and at least a preview for the golf tournament he's going to be on there, he wore a short that showed that how upset he was with those comments. And so it's like, I still think right now he's not going to be in a Packer uniform this year. Now it's a matter of when do the Packers recognize that and then try to trade him.
I think that's the story now for me, John, is what's the end game here for the Packers? What are they trying to accomplish by holding on to him?
I know, because, you know, say what you want. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is not a Packer this year, which I don't think he will be, they're a 5-6 win team. You know, they're not going to be as good. You know, I guess the idea is that they want to go to Jordan Love next year as a starting quarterback. So they'll give a little bit more money to Aaron this year just to get through this year. But I can't see him doing that. I think that, you know, he wants certainty on where he's going to be for the rest of his career. You can see that Denver is such a good spot because, you know, he can, you know, be in an organization that has John Elway. According to Pro Football Focus, they have the sixth best pass catching group in the league, which is something that he doesn't have in Green Bay. And, you know, it's a good city, everything else. And so it's his fiance lives in Boulder, Colorado. So you can see he's angling for that. But still, it still comes down to rebuilding that franchise in Green Bay, because you figure if Aaron Rodgers is gone, Devontae Adams is a free agent. He's going to leave after the season. David Bakhtiari, the left tackle, he may leave after the season. And so they're going to have to go into rebuilding mode. And if you're going to go into a rebuilding mode, try to get the draft choices right now to start to rebuild.
Exactly. So that's... I go back to that question: is what are they waiting for? Do they honestly think that there's a reconciliation here in the future? Are they just using maybe another month or two just to build up maybe some sort of public smear campaign against Aaron, so that when they do deal him, the backlash won't be that severe? I'm just trying to understand the Packers' thinking in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I mean that would have to make. Do you think that they're thinking? Because when they traded up to get right. Jordan Love, were they thinking? No, they weren't thinking. I mean, it was a bad move. I mean, you can see it angered the quarterback, and it is as it should. You didn't get any receiver help. And like anything else, I mean, if you've got a quarterback as good as Aaron Rodgers, they're always worried about their legacy, where they stand in history and all that stuff. And Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure, is not happy about being 1-5 in NFC title games and losing 4 straight. And so he's lost the last 2 in a row. And so it's like, that's his legacy. It's like, oh boy, Aaron Rodgers is good, but he's only won 1 Super Bowl and he can't win the big one. Well, Aaron Rodgers can win the big one, but give him a little bit more talent.
Let me ask you this, just because Mike and I were having this debate, and you know, obviously, talent is a big portion of that, and seeing what you have potentially here in Denver, that's a big part of you know, why you would want to come here. I tend to think it's more about they've done it before with Peyton. It gives you an opportunity to come someplace and have an opportunity to kind of change that legacy. But my question to you is, you've covered this league for, gosh, 40, 50 years, whatever it is. I mean, it's been a long time, John. And you understand, you know, you understand prominent franchises. And, you know, you look at Denver, they've become irrelevant here in the last 3 years or 4 years because they can't win. But how great this organization is when you put a winner out there, and where they are in kind of the hierarchy of NFL franchises when they're winning, like they were under Pat Bowlen for all those years.
Well, you saw how well it worked with Peyton Manning. I mean, Peyton Manning came there and they went to two Super Bowls, lost the first one, came back and, you know, won the second one, even though Peyton was starting to show that he was right at the, pretty much close to the end of his career. But in the case of Aaron Rodgers, you know, I think that just like Peyton, I mean, he can be convinced to say, you know, I want to be on a franchise that has John Elway. And the reason is that he understands what I have to go through and he's going to give me everything that I'm going to need to be able to be successful because there's that relationship that Hall of Fame quarterbacks have. And, you know, John would be the perfect fit for having Aaron, and Aaron would be the perfect fit to come there. Plus, on top of everything else, you know, the schedule right now is so easy, and that's why the earlier they can get something done, if the Packers agree to it, the better it is, because, you know, those first 11 games aren't really overly challenging, and they can get off to a phenomenal start and really start to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs. But again, right now, the Packers are the ones kind of holding this thing up.
Mm. All right, Johnny, man, we appreciate the insight, buddy. Have a great week.
Okay, thanks.
There he goes, John Clayton.
Hello, I'm done with my segment.